Dirt roads to rock crawling, Two Buck Chuck to screaming eagle, moonshine to 50-year-old single malt. We talk about it all here on Wheelin' Wine and Whiskey with your hosts, Jason and Chris.
Welcome to Wheelin' Wine and Whiskey, episode 186 in studio FS. I'm going to call this FS, Chris.
Okay.
Why? Farm shop. We are here out in the Central Valley of California.
Yes, we are.
Farm country here. And our guest this evening is Keith and Melissa. Welcome to the podcast, guys.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah. Well, thanks for having us at your farm shop.
Yeah.
This is cool.
Not everybody invites us into their place.
No. We, you know, it's like, hey, you want to do a podcast? Yeah. We come to your place? Yeah. No, you can come to our place. No, you can't come to our place.
We're open doors here.
No, that's great.
We're open shop doors.
Yeah. The shop doors are wide open. And I haven't been under so many lights before. I kind of feel like a reptile right here, Chris.
I know. So
Will Speck is in the house with every kind of camera, gadget, mic, light, man.
Do we need to pause the show and put sunscreen on?
I don't know. I do. I feel like I'm getting UV. Is this UV approved, Will? What's going on? Anyways, good stuff. So we are here to find out about the next generation in electrical vehicles.
Ultra 4 race vehicle.
Yeah. So we broke the story. We're the first.
Yes, we did.
You know, we give till it hurts here on the Wheel and Wine and Whiskey podcast. And we broke the story first for Boston Kyle.
That's right.
And Will Speck Garage putting together that EVE.
Right.
Did you get to drive? EVE?
I did not get.
I got to drive.
I should have driven it. I had a chance.
Cool.
You had a chance.
Yeah.
I should have stayed.
You should have taken it. But anyways, so we have the next generation here that is. Test 10 is what you're calling it, correct?
Yes,
the Test 10, because it's all Tesla motor and battery powered.
Yeah.
And this is exciting stuff. We like Chris says, bleeding edge, right?
I haven't said that in a while.
Yeah, but you haven't said that in a while. So yeah, let's get your story of how this all started and evolved. And I don't know if you met Will first or you just said, I want to build an electric vehicle, or how did this whole relationship start and this whole idea? Because this was the family crawler to start out with, right?
This was the crawler since 2001 when it started off as a stock S10. And me and Will go back in my Civic Honda drag racing days. That would have been 98, 99, 2000 era.
Okay.
Back running racing imports.
Wow.
So, whole different scene.
Right, exactly. That's go-fast stuff. Well, Ultra 4s go-fast, too, but you know, obviously the rock crawling. But you've moved into the rock crawling venue with the crawler that this is Chevy S10.
Chevy S10, which was back then, you know, everybody had Yodas or Jeeps.
Yeah.
Right.
Know?
Yeah, and I S10, don't think I've ever seen an S10.
I've always had to be different. Like my drag car is an 81 Honda. Nobody raced that old a car.
Right.
You know?
Wow.
So everything I built has always got to be different.
Yeah.
So what was the evolution of the S10 then? I mean, obviously you bought it. You bought it brand new, stock off
no,
the showroom floor?
I wish. we bought it from another guy that started making a crawler out of it.
Okay.
He basically welded the front diff, bobbed the rear, and dove the springs inboard on the frame, which was old school technology,
used
to do it.
Yeah.
You know, put a set of 33, I think it had a pair of BFGs on it.
Okay.
And we took it to the con and gave it hell
there
back then.
Go.
And, you know, that's how we did it. And
yep.
Then it made its way up to 44 front, 9-inch rear, still on 33s, did Toyota rear leaf springs in the front. You know, that was pick and pull parts, how we used to build
yeah,
them.
Yeah, exactly.
So it did
everything
have some
was on
Toyota,
a budget.
It had some Toyota parts in it eventually.
They had some Toyota parts, but still was rocking the old V6 in it. The 2.8, which was a boat anchor.
Oh, that was a turd.
I blew up two of them.
Oh,
they were
wow,
dogs.
Yeah.
My older brother bought a Jeep Cherokee that had the 2.8 with the, I don't even know, Renix or whatever. No, it wasn't. I don't even remember, but that thing was a pile.
Oh, they were dogs.
I mean, the Jeep Cherokee chassis was great, but the engine was a pile.
Right.
Yeah, and then it evolved up to one tons and four link and coilovers. It started with air shocks, and let's not go that way.
Oh, wow.
Those are terrible. So then we stepped up to coilovers and ran it that way for 12 years on 40s, and It did good. I mean,
so running the con and Fordyce.
Fordyce, con, took it to Hammers once. And,
oh, right on.
You know, she was a trailer queen, but you'd beat the crap out of it. You'd still make it back to the trailer.
That's
at least
all you need to do.
And when we were talking prior to recording, you mentioned this thing had an exo cage on it at that point.
It was full exo back in March before we started cutting it up. So
yeah,
it had a full exo. It was actually a truggy because I truggy styled it, you know, what? Early 2000s, mid 2000s when truggies were in style.
Sure.
I truggied it, you know, it was full buggy back and just a cab and the fenders.
So, would you have like $2,000 in tube you ripped off this thing and threw away? Or
well, prices back then, I think it was probably only $1,500. I mean, DOM prices now, it hurts.
I'm sure.
When he first started cutting it up, he came home and I was like, what's wrong? He was all upset. And I said, did someone die? He goes, oh, no, I just cut the exo off.
Oh,
that was, yeah, that was a heartburner
first cut's the
for
deepest.
Sure.
It's still out in the scrap pile.
Is it?
It's
okay.
Still got it.
All right.
I ain't threw it away yet.
So, and then, you got this idea that we're going to make this thing electrified. So you've only been to Hammers once?
Yes. I went last year, and I told her, I said, I'm coming back. I'm racing next year. The plan was to build a 4600 car.
Okay.
Right.
Cheap, low budget.
Sure.
You can get a JK all day long from Wrecking Yard, build a JK, and run it. So that was the original plan. And then talking to Kyle, talking to Will, Kyle broke his. I helped him put the stub shaft back into the camp.
Okay.
Start talking to Kyle and talking to Will, and they're like, build an EV. It's like, I don't know nothing about this electric stuff, and I don't have the rig for it. Oh, your S10 will work, because an EV, there's no rules at Hammer for an EV yet. So kind of came home and kicked it around back and forth, talked to Will a lot, talked to Kyle a lot, got on Copart, got on IA auctions, and started looking. And
can I interject real quick?
Go for it.
So when EVE came out, the podcast that we did, right?
Yep.
With EVE. So I told you that there was a version 2.
Yes.
This is the version 2.
Okay.
It was unplanned. It could have been anything. But the circle that I'm in, I know people who do badass shit. So I already knew that Keith was going to come around eventually.
Right. Okay.
And, yeah. So that's kudos to him. You know, he's just a badass dude. So he just, well, he knew he was going to do it. So
we connected back after the Hammers. We hadn't seen each other in years.
20 years.
Yeah, and one of my friends,
do you have any regrets now? Or?
Huh? What?
Do you have any regrets reconnecting?
My pocketbook does.
Yeah,
that does for sure.
Right.
But, you know, and that's how it all got started again. Me and him connected back and...
At Hammers
and started talking and...
So you guys knew each other previously from racing the Hondas and stuff, okay?
I was a sponsor.
Okay.
Now, it's coincidentally, I'm a sponsor again.
Wow, look at you.
His sponsor back then was air cleaners and Alteza taillights.
Alteza taillights and stickers. Whole bunch of stickers.
Hey, man, hey, whatever contribution.
I couldn't even get a pair of slicks out of him. He's too tight.
Oh, man.
I need an air cleaner, bro.
Here you go.
Oh, that's great.
Will Spec.
So we'll spec out. All right. So then you acquired a Tesla Model S.
Yeah. Kyle didn't think I was serious. And
I'll show you.
He called Will and he goes, is this guy for real? And Kyle goes, Will told him, yeah, he's for real. He builds something. He'll build it.
Yeah.
And started looking. And I found a Tesla online and called Kyle. And he knew a guy that can bid on it for us. And I said, hey, I found one in Washington. What do you mean you found one? I said, I found a Model S in Washington for a good price. I want to buy it.
It doesn't look that bad. I think you could drive it.
Oh, it'll buff out.
It'll buff out.
I got a 30-pound hammer over there. We can make anything buff
that
out.
That thing looks like it slid down the highway about a quarter mile upside down, man.
I think you might
Airbags
be right.
Are still deployed.
Yeah, every airbag deployed. It, that was a rough ride for whoever was driving that thing.
Oh, man. And I tried to get the dash cam footage, but it didn't have it in that car.
Oh, really?
And, but yeah, you know, Kyle's like, didn't think I was for real. We bought the car, had it shipped here from Washington and brought it in the shop and sent him pictures. He's like, oh, okay, you're for real. You're going to do this.
So Melissa, this beat up crashed Tesla Model S rolls into the driveway on a wrecker or something. And what did you think?
I said, how much?
She just sees dollar signs.
That's right.
I said, how much, and do you know if the batteries are even working right
now?
Right.
Is anything salvageable on this thing? Because you'd look at the car and think there's nothing salvageable.
It's clean. It's a clean car. Fine. Yeah.
Suspension looks great.
One owner. Clean car. I know what I got.
Well, I mean, looking at the front tires, it looks like the DeLorean in the Back to the Future movies.
That's what I call my DeLorean.
Yeah, it does look like DeLorean. They're totally flat.
A little bit of camber problem there.
Yeah, the camber's a little off. So, okay, so you get this car, and then it was game on from that point. It's like, this is happening.
We waited and waited and waited for a media guy to ever show up and record this thing.
Really?
And so we got delayed a little.
Oh, jeez.
But, so we started, brought it in, stripped it, watched everything on YouTube because I have zero idea anything about these 400 volts.
Okay, so you did full, like, you have no background at all.
I come from diesel mechanic.
Farming and
building construction V8s and driving tractors. Well, you know about
cattle prods. I mean, that's...
Yeah, how many volts is the cattle prod?
Oh, 4C batteries.
Okay, there you go. No, you got to play with that thing. So, yeah.
A few more cocktails, somebody might test it.
Nope, I'm out.
Well, what did you run away for, Will?
So YouTube electrification there. So just the power of YouTube.
I had to be a YouTube mechanic for a while and learn everything watching TV.
Did you get the patch for your armband and your jacket?
He stayed YouTube at the mechanic Holiday patch. Inn
yeah, yeah. There you go. Perfect.
Stay at the Holiday Inn. That's great.
Because that's pretty daunting. I know when they were going through Kyle and Will and going over to their shop a couple times and seeing all
Kyle's
this stuff.
Like,
and,
don't touch anything.
Yeah, it's like wires and stuff. And I'm like, I mean, I know enough about electricity to know that it could go south in a hurry. And I'm like, this is a little scary here, man.
Yep.
So, yeah, especially dealing with that many volts. Well, it's the amps that get you, not the volts, right?
Yeah, the amps will light you up.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
ask Kyle. He got firsthand experience with that.
Eve made him tingle.
That's why his hair is so curly.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah, right?
Sorry, Kyle. You had to bring it up.
Love you, bud. You're a great teammate.
Love you, Kyle.
I think he shaves four times a day and it still grows.
But no, I watched online. And basically, I just pulled the battery pack out first and said, well, if that's out, the car's dead.
Right.
So we won't get zapped.
Were you wearing the big rubber gloves and stuff? Any safety gear? Just leather gloves.
Yeah, the pack cap on.
Did the car talk to you and say, what are you doing?
No.
I wish. I tried. It didn't want to work.
Don't do that, Keith. Don't touch that.
Don't touch me.
I mean,
there.
It kind of looks like Knight Rider from back
It does,
day.
Yeah. Yeah, it's black. Okay.
All right, back.
So you gutted out the car. So you took the motor and the batteries. That's basically it, right?
Took the motor, the batteries, the inverters.
Okay, the inverters, sure.
And we took some of the water pumps, just some small parts. And the chargers.
Yeah.
Everything else, we ain't going to use none of it.
Sitting out in the back lot. So if anybody needs parts for a Tesla, there you go.
It's encrypted. You can't use it.
Elon's got it locked down. Will might have the code to unlock that thing. Who knows, you know? Okay, so now the construction of this Test 10. So let's talk about the drivetrain. So you talked about linked and what you had before with axles. So, walk us through the drivetrain and what you're going to have here.
So we're still running the 60 kingpin, still running the 80 rear.
Okay.
We modified the Tesla transaxle because a factory Tesla is a transaxle.
Mm-hmm.
Motors on one side, inverters on the other / controller goes down to a differential. We basically divorced the inverter, stuck that halfway through the firewall, and we took the transaxle, cut the differential off of it, rotated that down, capped that off, turned that basically into an oil cavity to oil the main shaft bearing, welded a cover, a half-inch plate to where the inverter used to go, cut a center hole through it, and put a Chevy tail housing bolted to that, and that goes to a 203... Or not a 203. It used to be a 203. To a 205 direct drive now.
Right.
Down to the Dana 80 and the Dana 60.
Okay.
So there's no transmission.
No transmission.
So you've got that Magnum drive, which is two speed?
It's a 233:1 and a 1:1.
Okay. And then you've got your 205, which is a great, strong transfer case.
We're stronger than Atlas this setup.
Exactly.
We're running a 34-spline main shaft all the way through that Magnum drive.
Wow.
Well, it's probably a good call with that instantaneous torque that
it's
Tesla
only 600
motor.
Foot-pounds of torque.
That's all? Instantly. Instantly.
At zero RPMs
zero
to 20,000 RPMs.
20,000.
We're not going to spin it that high. No. We're going to limit it to about 12,000 max.
Okay.
Is our plan.
And then what gear ratios are you running in the diffs?
I still have 511s in it.
Okay, so pretty low.
So on 37s.
Does all the math pan out for all those gearing? Have you figured all that out?
We've been doing numbers, and in one low range at 10,000 RPMs, we could still probably get 100 in the desert.
Really?
Give or take. And in the rocks with the doublers in, we're probably going to spend about 5,000 RPMs doing 30 miles an hour.
Wow.
So hopefully our numbers are right.
Okay.
We just got to watch out how he is in the desert.
Yeah.
The desert's what we're... It's his foot.
Yes.
Right. Yeah,
this year our limitation is battery range.
Okay.
That's our nemesis this year.
Right.
You can put a restrictor on there with the software, I would imagine.
No, it's called the wife sitting in the co-driver telling me to slow down.
That's me in his ear saying stop.
That's the governor right there.
I'm the governor. Slow and easy. We're a turtle. We could be a turtle.
Melissa is the governor. Go ahead.
Turtle on the hair switch.
Yeah. Yeah.
As of right now, we're the only EV racing this year because Kyle's not racing Eve.
Oh, he's not. That was one of my questions coming
since
up.
Kyle moved to Mass.
Yeah.
He's kind of busy, but he wants to put all of his eggs in this truck this year because we want to see this truck finish hammers. All of Eve.
Yeah,
all
so you're not doing an abbreviated EV course. You're going for the full
all boat. EMC.
Yeah.
So it's an EV class, though.
It's an EV class along with EMC with the 46, the 45, and the 48.
Right, so you're not grouped into any of those classes. You have a separate class.
Yes.
But is Dave putting an EV course out there, or is he just saying you're running whatever you run?
So basically we will run the same course as 4600 stock.
Okay. All right, there you go.
So there, I mean, I know that we were talking pre-show about David acquired Dave Cole with King of the Hammer King Productions had acquired a bunch of motor and battery kits, electric motors, and so forth, and had given those out to various teams. So none of those are going to be race ready for hammers.
We'll know more on it.
Yeah.
I know Dave's car. Talking to the guy that is doing my steering components that made his for Dave's. Dave's spec car is the only one so far that I know will be at Hammers running that Dana motor and the Hypercraft system.
Okay.
Yeah, I pretty much, you know as much as I do.
Yeah.
Actually, you might know more because you saw Dave.
Well, has Dave said anything? I mean, I've got to imagine that there's a shred of disappointment because, I mean, those were out a year ago. And, I mean, you got a year to figure this out. And
they had a technical problem. I'm not gonna get on that because I don't know exactly all what happened, but they had a technical problem and they've kind of put the brakes on that Dana program to make sure everything, their ducks in a row and everything's safe and way it should be.
Okay.
But at least they will have one car out there, but the short course race this year is scrapped so far is what I've heard. But I don't know everything on it, but that's all I've heard on it.
Okay. All right. Well, I mean, because there was a lot of excitement and buzz about that when that whole news press conference went down with the announcement. And I was like, that's going to be super cool. I mean, because I know that Boston Kyle was super excited because he won competition. And, you know, now the competition's here sitting next to us and EVE's not going to be running the race. But you know, he has his circumstances and I get it. But Will wants to chime in again.
Yeah, Will's. Haven't talked about Evolve. So this is a two-man team. The only electric.
Only Ultra 4.
Ultra 4.
Ultra 4. Full electric
full
team.
Full electric team. So
right.
That's, you know, they're competing against themselves.
Sure.
When it comes down to it.
I mean, and that was what brought up when it got how to build this truck was Kyle's like, oh, I want some competition.
Right.
So yeah. I started building this truck and I'd send Kyle pictures of it every now and then and I had Eve sitting here after the stampede, so I was looking over here. So how can I, you know, do stuff? Because I never done the EV stuff. And Kyle finally came when we took both trucks to Holly Sonoma to the Holley EV Fest.
Yeah, the EV Fest
experience, and we debuted the truck there as just a roller. It was still still in its infant stage, and Kyle seen the truck for the first time in a long time, and he was like, "Oh crap!" He's like, "You really built a race truck."
Yeah, so Test 10 isn't just Test 10. Evolve Racing is affiliated with Kyle and Keith.
Okay.
We've got a two-man team on board. Unfortunately, Kyle doesn't sound like he's going to be able to compete this year, but he's still a part of our team. He's awesome. Been the main brains helping us out with a lot of this electrical stuff because he's done it.
Yeah.
So we're just, you know, learning off of him, and we're learning off of each other, but he's been a huge asset to us as a team member with Evolve, as being the first-hand knowledge of actually competing in Hammers, where, you know, us being the rookies, we have a lot to learn, and we definitely are taking our step back and asking the questions.
Like a sponge just soaking it all in.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. Well, that's I didn't know how that all tied in together, so that's awesome. To go back, so you have a spool in the rear. And then you have a Zip Locker up front.
Yukon Zip Locker, like first generation when those first came out.
Right.
And it's held up 12 years. And
so you'll be
better
good
go
there.
Find some wood and knock on that right now.
Yeah.
The what?
Knock on some wood.
Knock on wood. No, it'd be fine.
It's taken the liquor test more than once at the Rubicon. It hasn't broke. Other parts have failed.
Well, there you go. All right.
And then steering. What are you going to do for steering?
So we're still full hydro because, like I said, there's no rules for you.
Right.
So I'm not going to put a gearbox in it.
Okay.
So I've been in contact with a shop out of Mass, Radial Dynamics, and actually the company that makes the pump is right here in El Dorado Hills. And
oh,
it's
really?
A 400-volt power steering pump.
No kidding.
And it's CAN bus controlled.
Really?
So it'll idle the pump down when there's no steering, when it senses no movement.
Right.
Once you turn the wheel, it'll ramp up the RPMs on the pump and the flow, give us full steering. When it hits full lock, it sees a pressure spike, and it backs the RPMs back down so it conserves the 400 volts as well at the same time.
So why 400?
Cool.
I mean, you've got a 12-volt system in the rig, too. You know, I mean, 12-volt.
Because 400 is better than 12?
Well, I'm just asking a question.
We've been kicking that around, too. So there's no real 12-volt system, 12-volt electric pumps for full hydraulic for, you know, rock crawling or that kind of application.
Gotcha.
Our original idea was take two Volvo pumps, which most guys use for their car when they convert to EV.
Isn't that what Kyle did?
And that's what Kyle has. But Kyle runs a Toyota gearbox.
Right.
Yeah.
And runs a single-ended RAM. I'm running a double-ended RAM in full, you know, four orbital.
Full hydro.
We talked about running two of those. And the draw from the 12-volt voltage from that, the amps, are just going to kill the DC to DC inverter, and it's just going to suck from the 400 volts like there's no tomorrow.
So, logistics, I get it. That makes sense.
The problem with with batteries is you can't just stop pits, throw some gas in, and go.
Right.
We have to conserve our energy to make at least to pits to change. Our plan is to hot change batteries.
Correct. Yeah.
So we have to conserve what voltage we have to make it that distance every time.
Makes sense.
We all heard that story about the last winter with all the Teslas that got stranded on Highway 50 because they were sitting in a snowstorm running their heaters. And
I was up there. I worked for that in the winter. I know.
Oh, wow.
You know how many of those calls we get?
So what do you guys pull up with, a big generator truck and plug into the Tesla or what?
Oh, no, they get a flatbed ride out of there.
Oh, they get a
flatbed. Wow.
They get the VIP.
Oh, there you go.
Now, what about brakes? What are we doing for brakes?
I actually got rid of the Ford calipers in the front, did Rough Stuff's kit on there.
Okay.
Rough Stuff is one of our sponsors.
Oh, nice.
And we got local. Chevy near calipers local. Front and rear, and then did EBC brakes to kind of help grab a little more.
Right on.
And still running the master cylinder, power booster, and running the Tesla electric vacuum pump.
Okay, so it will be a vacuum
assist.
Vacuum assist with a electric pump. Okay. Nice. And then, so let's talk about, so the motor is Model S, so Tesla. So that's like the biggest, baddest Tesla motor, yes?
It was until the new Plaid came out, and that's a mag drive, right?
From what I heard, it's two Model 3s. Don't quote me on that. Yes, I work at Tesla, and I can't disclose that kind of information. But my opinion is I think it's two Model 3s in one.
I haven't got to see one in person.
But he does have the large drive unit.
Okay, so and it's
Model S. So
600
so
horsepower.
It is pretty much a Billy Badass. It's
Back in its day was 4-something-ish horsepower.
Or, yeah, 600 torque, you said.
Pounds torque. So the motor I got when Tesla came out, this is a 2015 motor. This was the baddest electric car on the planet. So I mean, there was no other electric cars that would beat this when this motor came out.
600 foot-pounds of torque.
Give or take 600 foot-pounds
of torque. So how many transfer cases does a Toyota 22RE need to have to get 600 foot-pounds of torque?
It's going to be really slow.
All the torques.
All the torques.
So 400-volt system. So now let's talk about batteries. So you've got Tesla batteries there. And educate us on how you put this 400-volt battery pack together and then the whole... Tell us about the battery pack first and then the cooling and all that and then how you're planning on changing it out because one battery pack isn't going to get you all through KOH.
I don't want to give away all my secrets.
Oh, okay. Well, whatever. That's fine. we have secrets on this podcast, you know, but
so
you know.
So we're running. There's so many different variations on these Tesla batteries. Like Kyle's running Prius batteries that Tesla designed.
Okay,
there's 60 kilowatt hours. My batteries are from a Tesla Model S. They're smaller packed modules. They're more individual. There's 16 of them, and they're 24 volts each, and it's an 85 kilowatt an hour pack.
85 kilowatt.
So we're running 16 of those in our pack.
Okay.
And I gotta say, with those cases that they're in put in are clear, so you can see it's like a shitload of AA batteries.
it looks like flashlight batteries.
Yeah, it's a they're shitload
just
of them.
Chained in there.
We're gonna need a shitload of batteries. Go to Costco, get a pellet, start soldering away, Chris.
Oh, hell yeah. Might be cheaper.
Yeah.
Right? Oh.
I'd hate to have to do that every time you need a charge. Though.
Man. And then there's cooling in and around all the batteries, which I thought was pretty cool. I've never seen a Tesla battery pack like that before.
So everything on this truck is cooled. Yeah. It all runs on glyco.
Okay.
The batteries are all liquid cooled. They have little tubes that run around each cell. And that's glyco in those. The motor has glyco actually run through the middle of the stator to cool the stator down.
Yeah, I think that thing creates a fair
amount
of heat.
So glyco, not glycol.
Or glycol, whatever
it is. Is it glycol?
Yes.
It is glycol.
Antifreeze. I call it antifreeze.
Okay, yeah. So 100% or 100% is it?
Straight.
Oh, really?
No reducer.
Oh, wow. That's interesting.
If there's how hot would that that motor get if it wasn't cooled or operating?
I have no clue. We're worried about that with it running.
It spins real hot.
Think about the you know resistance there and the amount of RPMs.
And the like I said, the
what'd you say, 20,000 RPM? That motor would 28,000.
About 20,000 RPM. So they have to. I'm assuming that engineers engineered the cooling around max performance, right?
Sure.
And then deduct 20%.
Yeah, and everything I've read trying to even rebuild that motor, they use a special ceramic ball bearing in them.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about
can't
the even bearings.
I can't get them. Everybody I've talked to has taken them apart. It's an SKF bearing. SKF you can go get from
Apple. Yeah.
You can't get that bearing.
So it's unobtainium.
Tesla only.
Unobtainium.
Yeah, it
well,
is.
I know where the factory is. We might be able to sneak in there. I know somebody that works there. Might be able to sneak one out in the lunchbox one part at a time, right?
Johnny Cash one.
Yeah, Johnny Cash. You pull a Johnny Cash.
One ball at a time.
What's one bearing at a time.
You got an extra ball in there?
Wow.
I stepped out of the chat.
That's the cool thing about doing this is it's like cutting edge, bleeding edge, as Chris says. Cool, innovative stuff, but the caveat of that is you got some parts that are like, how do I get this spare part? You're not running down to your local Napa or O'Reilly and like, oh yeah, I need this particular
gotta find another wreck
bearing
Tesla
or whatever. Yeah,
well, we've already talked about buying a couple more just so we can start making spare parts.
Your wife just cringed over there.
Oh, she cringes every time.
All I see is dollars.
Yeah, as long as the kids are fed every month, there the bills are paid.
There you
the
go.
It's money.
There you, oh, so there you
that's
go.
How the
did
rule
you,
is.
Did you buy lottery tickets for this $1 billion thing? Because none of us won.
No, it didn't happen. Somebody.
I showed you guys the shaft we had to make out of the motor to the transfer case. They're one-offs. Yeah. I had to have those custom made because, you know, it's not some, hey, I call Atlas and say, hey, I need this shaft.
Right.
You can't get it. They're one-off made.
He asked me to go pick it up the other day, and they handed me this little tiny box with two little metal shafts in them. And they said, that'll be $2,500. And I'm,
what are we doing here?
I said, are you sure?
That's no, racing's not cheap.
No.
It's a lot of fun. It ain't cheap.
Say? How do you, what's that saying? How to become a millionaire?
Yes. Well, there's a lot of things like, yeah.
Don't build a racetrack.
Don't build a racetrack. Don't race
especially
KOH.
The politics that we're in right now, because prices of everything.
Yeah.
Start out with $10 million and become a million.
Well, if you want a midlife crisis, this is what you do.
Right.
Hey, I'm 42. She's 32. And we've been married 7 years this year. This is my midlife crisis and my 7-year itch right here.
I like it. I see that at all right here. That's great.
Is the other woman.
That's the other woman. Hey, there you go.
Corvette would have been cheaper.
Yeah, Corvette would have been totally cheaper.
I don't know. Have you seen the price of the new Corvettes? They're not that cheap no more.
Well, I guarantee they don't have a $2,400 adapter in them.
But what are you living for, right? I mean, these are experiences. And you got 1 year at KOH to see what it's about. We've been going for years, and we are hooked. We haven't trekked down, nor do I ever plan to trek down the racing side of things. But it is an epic experience that you cannot put a price on.
You
got a really good taste of it, of going down and doing the rookie, which was super cool this year. And I want to get into that in a minute. But I want to finish up with this battery pack. So you don't want to give out all your secrets. So we talked about the battery pack and everything, but I know people, our listeners, want to know how the changeout is going to go, because that was one of the biggest questions we got going through EVE.
Correct.
With Kyle and Will Speck. It's like, okay, what's your range? You know, what can you get from pit one to pit two, so on and so forth? And how are you going to do a changeout? You know, so if you want to talk about that, we'd love to hear it. Okay. All right.
I want more people to do what we're doing.
You want some competition like Kyle does.
Our next goal is the next version we build will be a 4,400 car.
Mm.
That'll be in the future after we figure all this out.
You're going to be competing with Shannon Campbell. Shannon's going to do an electric 4,400 car.
I don't think we're going to be the only one building 4,400 cars.
No.
I think in the next 5 years,
You
probably will see more
absolutely.
EV
I wouldn't be surprised if somebody
absolutely.
You're going to have to, because it's going to be illegal to have an internal
combustion. Yeah, we can't.
In California, you can't even buy a generator.
It's going to be, you can't afford gas anymore.
Right.
That's all right. Nevada still sells it. You just truck it home.
That's right.
Sneak it home in the back of a U-Haul.
Love Nevada.
No politics in our show.
Oh, no. Really?
Really?
Okay. We allude to it.
We allude, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's a big word.
Allude. We've had big words on the
school?
I did. I got an edumacation. Okay, so how are you changing these battery packs?
So
inquiring minds want to know.
We basically...
Crane.
A Tesla, all the batteries sit under the car.
Okay.
Well, that ain't going to work
for... Low center of gravity.
Low center of gravity. That ain't going to work in an Ultra 4 truck. Because that's going to be the first thing you knock out.
Yeah, I wouldn't want all those high voltage batteries smashing into rocks.
No, it'd be a bomb under
sparks.
Could you imagine going through Turkey Claw?
Ooh.
Chocolate Thunder.
Oh, Chocolate Thunder is my play spot.
Turkey Claw. Shit. Go to Outer Limits.
Yeah. So
no fire trucks coming out there.
My wife asked Dave, too, when we were down there at the rookie deal. She's like, who named all these trails? Because every one of them sounds like a porno.
Yes.
I said either someone was really mad at their wife that week or it was getting a little bit too intimate on these trails.
So you know Spooners, right?
I found out the story of Spooners.
Learned the story.
And that's a true story. Yeah, we've heard it over and over. It's got to be true.
I was riding with Dave. We were driving around and he gave me all of the inside and stuff.
I don't
want to
learn how Chocolate Thunder.
No, you don't want to know about Chocolate Thunder. Don't ask questions you don't want to know the answer to.
You know, shared bodily heat is important.
There's some cringing stories behind Chocolate Thunder. Just let
that's
your imagination
a whole, that's
drive.
A whole other podcast right there, Chris. We should sit down. That'd be a great
sit
one with
Dave.
It's like, how
with
do these
Dave,
trails get
with
named?
Dave and you know who else?
Who?
Cody.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Get the two of them together with a bottle of bourbon. And
yeah,
just,
you think so? You got it. All right, so
back to the batteries.
Yes, batteries. Thanks for derailing
us. Do you listen to our show?
No, yeah.
Woo! kind of go all over the
place. Oh, that's what happened.
Rabbit trails.
Will are in here working. Yeah. We always get sidetracked.
Rabbit trails. The max in the shop.
Oh, hey, yeah, when you got it, you get used to it.
Right.
So the batteries, we basically recreated them all. It's in one giant crate from behind the seats all the way to the back of the truck. It's about mid-axle it stops.
Mm-hmm.
So it's on a rail system. I used the quick couplers from the Tesla Model S that the CAN bus, the power, and the cooling all unhook as you slide the battery out on its own. You slide the pack all the way out to the back of the truck. I'm going to build an inline trolley system, basically an overhead crane,
okay,
with a single, just a trolley, go forward and back in the back of a pickup so that anybody that we have helping us pit can go out to the remote pits. We'll use the trolley to hook up to the battery pack, pull it out of the truck, set it in their bed, grab the next pack, and slide it in, hopefully in and out in 10, 15 minutes.
Wow.
Sweet.
And that's the goal.
If you're visually curious, check out our Instagram because I posted full videos of everything happening.
I saw that, but that's super cool.
And what's the Instagram?
It's Evolve Racing 2022.
There you go.
Perfect.
And yep, Will Spec Garage. Yeah, YouTube.
Well, you changed it. Now it's WSG Productions.
He had to be fancy.
Well, it's very fancy. I mean, we got like, I feel like I'm in Hollywood right now.
I think I'm getting a tan.
Yeah, no kidding.
Hey, Will, you're still here? Love you, man.
So I know it's still early on, but is it a battery change? How many times? Not every pit, because that first loop and then the second loop's closed.
So we've been looking at what mileage has been used for the last few years, and we have no clue. We've yet to test.
Yeah, you
We're
don't know.
Still waiting on components.
Yeah.
So we haven't tested the
truck. On
paper, I'm hoping to get 100 miles out of a charge.
Okay.
Kyle's thinking 60 to 80, so there's some dispute going on there. We need to get the truck. Our goal is to get this truck going before the end of the year and start doing some real-world testing.
Yeah.
Prairie City's 20 minutes from here.
Yeah, that you do have a
Thank
good...
Thank God I got a good place in the backyard to go practice.
You have a great spot to go practice.
So we'll go to Prairie City and test. I got buddies at Race Vora.
Okay.
They have the maps, so we'll probably, if the weather's good, head out to the desert.
Nevada.
And go out to the desert and let this thing run wide open and see what we burn.
Perfect.
Flat out.
Yeah.
And see what our top
speed
is.
Put it through its paces.
Yeah, that's our whole goal before Hammers, to get a lot of at least half-assed real-world testing in and see what it's going to do.
Right. Okay. All right.
And plus, we always have the Rubicon not too far.
Yeah,
away.
Well,
so
there you go
really
for rock crawling.
It's a little snowier.
It's a little slick right now with some
we'll
white
out,
stuff on
test
it.
Test out these Mickey Thompsons.
But that's, that's good.
Well, that's the other thing, too. Speaking of cool and slick and snow, I mean, you're...
Look at you.
We all hear the stories about battery range being impacted by
cold
temperatures. So, and you know, it's a mixed bag of what you're going to get it down at Johnson Valley. You know, it changes daily or halfway through the day or hourly.
They say the optimum, the biggest thing at Hammers is it's so cold in the morning.
Yep.
So
right,
I'm on.
It snowed before.
Right.
Yes, I heard. Thank God the trailer's got a good heater.
Yeah.
And so I end up and took the heater that heated up the water from the Tesla car. I'm thinking of putting it in the truck so we can preheat our batteries before the race. Because once we get racing, the batteries will generate their own heat. Yes, they will hold their temperature, and then it's a matter of just keeping them cool.
Okay, right. So that's kind of cool because that's like I've said it before on the podcast. One of my highlights, absolute thing I look forward to all week is 4400 race morning.
Oh, right.
When everybody's in Hammertown lined up and they got their cars jacked up.
Jack stands running the whole
And they're running that 250 weight oil. They're turning that honey. The thick molasses. They're just trying to get the drivetrain warmed up. And they got heaters blowing on the diffs. And, you know, of course, they're running the cars. Whatever they got to do to warm up that oil so when they hit the track that they don't have that parasitic loss there, trying to turn oil molasses going. So you're going to be there with a little heater for your batteries. That's pretty cool, a little preheat on the batteries.
The computer will tell, hey, turn on.
Yeah.
Preheat our batteries up to temp, and hopefully there's a little science behind that, and it works.
Right? I
mean, this is all learning curve for me.
Yeah.
I mean, this has been a whole learning experience building this truck.
Sure. That's there's a lot to come here. We're on the early stages of this, which I'm glad.
Yeah.
Just like EVE, I remember it just brings back great memories of sitting in the garage and seeing them figure stuff out. And it's like, well, we think this is going to work. We think this might work. And some of it did, some of it didn't. And
putting tile out.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Using the fire
extinguisher. You guys are more than welcome to come when we get it plugged in.
Absolutely. Yeah. I'm
going to hold a fire extinguisher.
Yeah. Element.
I don't think that's going to do much.
You got an element?
I've already talked to Andy at Rescue 3 of if we do end up and have that problem. Just take the pack and pull it out and save my truck.
What are we?
Well, I'm just talking about you getting electrocuted enough to put your hair out.
Oh, that's okay.
He needs a haircut. It's all right.
Long anyways, you know. I could use it. I already lost the battle on my beard.
Well, there you go.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, yeah. So, what about regen? Is it going to have any type of regen?
So the AM system that we're looking to get this week does have the regen system in it.
Okay.
But in the rocks, I don't want that on.
Okay.
Because I don't want to hinder ourselves in the rocks. You know, you like that little momentum and that little inertia as you crest.
Sure.
Right.
So I don't want that on. On the desert side, I'm going to turn that on.
Okay.
But, I mean, how often are you going to let off and actually use it?
So right.
You're not going to gain a whole lot.
So what we're talking about is dynamic braking.
Yeah. The dynamic. Dynamic. You're not going to gain a whole lot back.
Yeah.
I mean, we're not going down big hills on the desert side out there.
So cooling wise, so you've got two coolers in the back behind your head there. One's for battery pack.
One radiator is for the battery. I've isolated every system versus the Tesla uses a switch valves.
Okay.
That's just more crap to go wrong.
Right, exactly. Right. Try and simplify things.
We simplified it, dummied it down, made it so it's easier to diagnose. So the batteries have its own cooler.
Okay.
The motor has its own cooler. And the AC and DC inverters have their own cooler.
Okay,
in the front.
So there's three separate cooling systems.
And then correct. You got another one for the hydraulics.
So we're running
four coolers in this truck.
Wow.
Wow.
So then you got fans, you've got water pumps for the three cooling systems for the that are running liquid, the glycol and stuff through there.
Yep.
And then you've got, obviously, the power steering is going to be hydraulic fluid. So, wow. Yeah, this dash is going to be a lot of stuff going on. So is there going to be, what do you envision your dash being like as far as switches, control systems? You got obviously some sort of, you got your battery management that's a computer. But what do you envision as far as gauges and switches, switch pros? What are you doing?
She has her GPS.
Okay.
Running the Lowrance GPS.
Lowrance, yeah.
We've partnered with Rugged.
We're
going to run their intercom and their two-way out.
Okay.
So at least we have communication with pits. That'll be in the dash. We're running the triple sticks on there.
Yep.
With the AEM system that I want to run is nice because it has its own gauge cluster that we're going to mount center dash so she can see it or I can see it.
Okay.
And basically it'll be just an 8-push-button control about where my shifter used to be so I can quick shift forward reverse right there, and that basically turns it on. That's your forward reverse neutral, and the computer should run the fans and the water pumps all itself.
Okay.
But there will be three still manual
automated
gauges.
Oh, okay.
With an override switch to override the fans.
Okay.
So if good. We see an issue, we can just kick them on manually.
We still want to keep it as comfortable because he has muscle memory with this truck from years of just crawling it. So we wanted to keep the components as similar as it was before.
Okay. Yeah. No, that's good because you want that intuitive, right? I mean, it's like I grew up four-wheeling my Jeep, and it's a standard, turbo 350 transmission, and everybody's like, oh, you want to go reverse what valve bite? I'm like, no, because I know that shift pattern. I could be blindfolded and know what gear I'm in, you know, just by feel and stuff. So that's super smart on your behalf.
Like
to keep
when
it.
I built this, I had a 4L80E. They
yeah.
offer reverse manual valve
right.
body. So you took an ARC car shifter, you cut the gates off of it, and I can go from forward to reverse in one slam.
Yep, yep.
And I never flopped this truck. Well, I flopped it because cocktails, but... Not intentionally,
yeah.
But, you know, I was able to go from forward reverse in just one push.
Okay.
And you can tell what gear you're in just by that feel of the click.
Sure,
and
exactly.
I didn't have no gates on that
art
car.
Yep.
You know, so
even though this is a brand new truck, essentially, we want to keep it as as comfortable as possible, where if something happens, he automatically knows what he's feeling for and what's going to happen next.
No doubt.
So when you're saying comfortable, you're meaning familiar.
Familiarity.
Well, we got new seats thanks to PRP, and
You got a hell of a roll cage in this thing, man. That's super.
Yeah, we had to definitely get that up to spec, because the 1¾ EXO wasn't going to meet specifications.
So how many pounds is that battery pack? Have you weighed that yet?
Each module is 55 pounds.
Okay.
So there's 16 of those.
Are we doing math right now?
Will, what do we figure that battery box is? 150-ish pounds, 200 pounds, give or take, on aluminum?
Well, instead
say
of our
200 pounds for the box.
200 pounds for the box.
Okay.
And about 50 pounds in filler rod.
Instead of
our my welder
weight.
Over there, he wasn't too
hot. And then
what did
you say the battery packs are what?
There's 55 pounds times 16.
Times 16. So that's 880 plus 200, you said, for the box?
For the box.
Okay. And then another, what did you say, 50-pound filler rod? You're
shit.
Funny. So 1130. Wow, 1,130 pounds, give or take a
instead
few.
Instead of our weight being in the front with a traditional engine, our weight's in the back with the batteries.
Well, and then you got the glycol running through there, right. So there's some weight there. We could really get down to a gnat's ass here and the wires and everything. So let's just call it 1,200 pounds for the sake
I've
of argument.
1,200
pounds, okay. All right.
But so you're probably going to have to ballast the front of the truck a little bit to compensate
for
that.
Well, I'm kind of fat, so I just lean forward more in the seat. You know
that belly weight.
You just kind of lean.
I'm no comment. I have no room to talk.
Yeah, Chris, maybe they can put a third seat up front here.
I'll just sit on the bumper.
Counterweight, you want to sit on the bumper?
Yeah.
Be my spotter up there?
Hell yeah.
All right.
Go that way.
We can
that
give
way.
You a separate
that way.
GPS.
Hey, we'll give you another helmet with communication. Yeah, we'll seatbelt.
If it goes long, I'll have a little headlight.
Oh, that
light here? Yeah,
that would not.
GoPro.
That would not
you
end well.
You could be our front GoPro.
Borrow a hard hat from work for me?
That would not end well.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
you're
wow.
Killing me.
Yeah, literally. Because you pop the hood right now, and I mean, it's just bare bones up there.
Well, that's what it's a frunk now, like,
yeah,
like
frunk,
a Tesla. There's
frunk.
Nothing up there.
Exactly.
I mean, our goal is for ballast, we're going to put everything in the front.
Yeah.
The drive lines, axles, whatever spare parts we can't carry. We want to put all in the front.
Right.
Good lead in, because I want to talk about spare parts. What spare parts are you thinking about carrying? Because this is, you know, a unique build, and you know, you've got to carry some stuff in case.
So after going to that rookie class, talking to Jason Shear and all those guys, I was going to carry the world like we do with as a rock crawler.
Right, but
you know, rock crawler, we carry everything.
Yeah. Right.
Including a welder.
And, yeah, welders. And
yeah, welder,
new
tie
joints,
two batteries together, get
axle
a 6011 and burn it in,
mm-hmm,
you know.
Mm-hmm.
But talking to those guys, we're trying to keep that weight down. They said the best thing to do is have a guy at main pit, because you're in the middle of both pits. Have a guy at main pit with the parts that you don't want to carry. Put it on razor and jam it out. So
to another pit.
To a pit.
Yeah.
So we're probably going to carry drive lines just because those are quick changes.
Okay.
Axle shafts, I think we'll leave at pits just to save weight.
Brake
we're
going to
carry it. We're going to carry a jack, and we got a spare tire in the back.
Okay.
And I mean, tools and all that stuff, and that's about it. We're trying to keep it down as much as we can.
Yeah, just the basics, like the brake lines, just in case something
just
happens.
Easy stuff.
Yeah, tool bag.
Tool bag, and yeah, just small stuff to change.
Okay.
Because the whole thing with an EV is you want to keep your weight down so you get the range out of it.
Right.
Well, you guys seen the tube work in this thing.
Yeah.
That kind of went out the window on that.
Couple.
But safety was, we had to meet specs for safety.
Mm-hmm.
Well, safety's important.
Safety's always number one.
Safety.
Especially when my wife's the co-driver.
Well, yeah.
You know.
Yeah, you want
to
go out.
We got two kids at home. We need to
make
sure we can get back to them.
Yeah, you want to get back to pit safely, back to camp,
Hammertown
safely. So maybe throw a couple 9-volt batteries in there too if you need a little extra juice or something.
I was
going to
grab my 18-volt Milwaukee.
There you go. Yeah, there you go.
Wind up radios.
Couple. Those
get the whole wind up.
The Norco battery pack I just got. That thing's pretty badass.
Oh yeah, those are good.
Yeah, it's got some amps, some volts there, 12 volts.
So another power suck that you're gonna have to consider is comms. Are you gonna have in-car comms, I would imagine, for the team?
Yeah, we're running with a rugged radio.
Rugged.
But yes. Those don't pull. It doesn't pull that much. Many amps.
No, I know, but it's something to consider.
Well, yeah,
it is.
It's on,
but
it's on the 12-volt
side. It's on the 12-volt side, and I'm going to run two Optimas, so okay. That way we're not pulling too hard on the DC inverter. So that way, at least those will take most of the load, and then just get a little trickle charge.
The fans, the cooling fans, are going to draw some current, and then your water pumps, I guess.
Yes.
I mean, there's not. You don't have a whole lot of draw going on, I guess.
Just, well, that might be his excuse to turn me off when I'm talking to him, too. We have to save batteries. Sorry.
Oh, the power steering pump, that's going to draw.
That's going to draw, but the way that Radial Dynamics has designed it, when we're flat out in the desert and we're not turning, it'll basically power itself way down.
Okay. Yeah, that's so, right. So it's not going to be full bore spinning all the
it's
time.
It's an on-demand pump.
Right.
So when it sees a need, it powers up and it powers back
up. And
down.
It seems like I remember when we talked to Kyle.
Yes.
They had a power switch they could turn the steering off when they didn't need it.
No, he had a switch to turn on and off the water pump. Up on the dash.
Oh, the water pump.
So, yeah.
Power steering. So he does shut his power steering.
Oh, he does?
Off,
okay.
But he's running right. Mechanical. I can't do that.
Yeah, no,
right.
No,
oh,
no,
that's
no,
what
no,
I was
no,
saying.
No.
If he didn't need, if he's in the desert, he just.
Yeah, so it's his assist. His
exactly.
Assist. Yes. Yeah.
I remember that. Yeah.
He had the leaf assist or whatever. Yeah, that was it. Okay.
But with the way this pump is, it's all computer controlled, so it does it on its own.
Yeah. Right.
So that's one less thing I have to worry about when I'm racing.
No, I like that. That's great. Okay, this is good.
what are your guys' thoughts on this truck?
Well, no, you want my opinion so
it's
far?
It's the first time you guys have seen it.
Yeah, so I like
hearing feedback on it.
Absolutely. So I'll give my feedback.
It needs a sticker.
It needs a big Wheeling Wine and Whiskey sticker right here. No. I like this build and the evolution. I'm so glad that Kyle and Will are involved because they were the first ones to do it, and to have them part of the team, that's great to hear. I didn't know how that whole relationship was there, and Kyle started out with a totally clapped out 4Runner and
Dave Cole's old 4600.
I know,
car.
Oh, I know.
So it had race cred.
But the price was right. And what they accomplished with what they had was super cool. And to be able and make that loop and come back into Hammertown was, a huge moment for KOH and electric EV, right?
And that's what we brought up the other day. They just started building it at this time.
Exactly. Exactly.
We're less than 80 days from Hammers, and they just started building
it. So that was one of my first comments is you got a lot of work ahead of you here. But I hope parts is not an issue for you getting parts but I love what you've done so far. You've got and having this as the EV class that I'm just going to call it unlimited EV because you're able to do links, you're able to do coilovers, you're able to do stuff that's going to make it perform a lot better on exactly. KOH because. Being limited, Amber's one of our big fans in the Suzuki Samurai, but she is so handcuffed.
I love her little rig.
Yeah, I mean, it's great. Everybody loves her. She's the underdog.
Me and my buddies, they had two Samurais on Toyota axles.
Right.
And I had the S10. That's what we wheeled.
Yeah. Samurai one tons.
Exactly.
So, we've always followed her story and everything, and it's just like, I would love to see her get into a bomber car and just see what she could do because she's a hell of a driver. So, it looks like you're on the right track to not being handcuffed by suspension and, the things that you can do, full hydro steering. You don't have to have some gimmicky mechanical steering with a hydro assist, like the 4600 class or whatever. So I love where this is going. The battery pack change out, super cool, super key. And then the way that motor's sitting in there, that electric motor, I like that coming through the cab there.
Oh, yeah. That's the inverter.
The
motor's not here because it's at the welder getting the plates put on it.
So that's all inverter right there.
That's just the inverter. That cradle I showed you on the trans stand?
Yeah.
The motor sits where the transmission used to go.
That's right.
Got it.
And the whole motor and transfer cases all come out in 4 bolts.
Okay.
You pull the drive lines, unhook through the 3 wires, the CAN bus wiring, and the whole motor will drop out in probably 20 minutes.
That's pretty cool.
So service is easy when you have to change the oil.
Right.
I don't know. I got to ask my Tesla guru over there.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Wait, what's the interval for oil changes?
That's a joke.
So So that's my take on it. Chris, what's your take?
Well, you know, I think it's a clean build so far. You know, I really hope that you can get the parts. I mean, right now you're sitting on an extraordinarily stiff suspension. Looks
bars.
Looks pretty solid.
I'm going old rigid.
So yeah, this is
old Harley.
This is ride height right here.
No, I wish this is full compression.
Oh, this is full compression.
Oh, this is full compression.
No shit.
Full compression. Oh, I was thinking this might.
So
be
what do you? This is gonna set up another 8 inches.
7-ish. Yeah.
What shocks are you? What's travel on those shocks there?
So being EV has no class, but I want a class to race at Mid-America.
Okay.
Because Hammers is the only one that offers an EV class.
Right. Okay.
So when we race Ultra 4 Mid-America, I want to fit into a category.
Okay.
So, I mean, we're limited with the full steering. We might kind of do the cable steering on the front.
Okay.
For that, but run a 4500 class.
Okay.
So I based the truck off 4500 rules.
So you'll have full bypass shocks.
I'm going to run full bypasses once we can get those in our budget.
Okay.
We're going to run the 2.5-inch 14 coilovers.
14s.
Okay.
And then go back to a cable steering.
Okay.
All right.
But that's – I had to keep the frame based on 4,500
okay.
rolls.
All right.
And that 4-inch separation of frame is what I based it off of.
10-4. I got you. Well, I mean, so like I said, the car looks great. You know, the cage looks great. I mean, yeah, there's still a ton of work that has to be done. But just talking to you and meeting you today, you know, you're motivated. You know how to do it. You're going to make it happen.
Well, this thing was a rock crawler back in March.
Yep.
That is so
January,
crazy.
February, March. When we cut up? So when was Stampede? Crazy. May or March?
May.
May.
May. May.
So that's when I started cutting the truck up in May. And I built the cage in 7 weeks?
Really?
Was it 6-7 weeks? I cut the exo and redesigned the whole truck to like
with a hand tube builder, by the way.
Hand tube bender.
It's hey, non
don't,
non.
Don't knock my.
I'm not knocking
32.
It. I'm pointing out how badass that is because I wouldn't do that.
You must have some guns, man. That's all I'm saying.
Oh no, 6 foot cheater on that thing. When you're bending that 2-inch.
No way he did it with just that standard bar on there. Yeah,
don't underestimate these guns.
No, that's
right.
Hey, don't estimate it under farm engineer.
And that's the other thing too. I mean, we walked around the shop and everything. There's a bunch of cool stuff here, by the way. But it's cool to you know the background, right? I mean, immediately when I walked onto property, I'm like, all right. This is cool. This you know, you start looking at the equipment and everything and how it is, and it's that farm ingenuity. I love that terminology.
Look at the hauler that hauls them.
Well, that's a whole nother story right
that
there.
Was some farm ingenuity.
I love that thing. That was
seat
just
seven.
It's seat seven. There's two seats in the front and five seats in where the sleeper used to be.
We had to get it set up for the kids for the car seats.
I know, and then that's why I'm like, how many kids do you have? And you're like, I just got two. I'm like, okay, we got room to grow, I guess.
They're still young.
Oh,
no, there's no growing.
No, okay, all right. That's
exceeded its limits.
I was going to say, you got your pit crew right there in the back.
So what, two, three?
Two
kids.
Two boys.
Two boys. Okay. Oh, there you go.
And we're turning this into a family thing. You know, the wife's co-driving with this truck.
Yeah.
And the goal is Dakota's four. Once Dakota's six, he can race 170 class.
Oh, yeah.
So my mom and dad are racing at the race with the big truck.
Uh-huh.
The kids can race their 170 points.
Hell yeah.
Love it.
Yep, and then once they grow up,
so
the younger one can have his.
It doesn't
truck
seem too. Like it took Melissa any convincing to be your co-dog or be part of this
she
race
loved
operation.
Crawling. Since we started dating,
really?
She's been going with me the Rubik's.
Okay.
One of our first dates, we were here at the ranch and we were spray painting the EXO cage. That was one of our first dates.
Wow.
And he straight told me, "You go before the truck goes." And now it's you go before you give up my passenger seat. So that is mine. No, I'm just kidding.
So do you get behind the wheel at all?
I've driven it a few times on the Rubicon.
Uh-huh.
And I definitely feel more comfortable helping him find the lines more so than being the behind the
scenes. But do you kind of enjoy driving a little
absolutely.
Bit?
Oh,
okay.
It's
one
of the best experiences. Yeah. But at the same time, you know.
Yeah. You got a nice Jeep out there.
A mom car, it's got to be a cool mom
yeah,
car.
Yeah, right. For sure.
I'm hoping it blows up so we can LS swap it.
Oh.
No, but I definitely.
Well, I saw an LS out here.
I got a few of them on.
Yeah, exactly.
I definitely know my place in this role, and the role is once in the helmets go on, we are not husband and wife anymore. I am your co-driver, and that is my job, so you listen to your co-driver. And when the helmet comes off, then I can be back to being mama and wife and all the good things and have the happy face. But
so she's always right, no matter what.
Always. Always.
Thank God that intercom's got a volume switch. So you're out. But our other only drawback is I don't have 600 horses behind me making noise.
No,
so
you got
so he
zero.
Will be, hear me one way or another.
In there, so I'm still going to hear her yelling through the helmet.
Yeah, so saying that now, I mean, so that was kind of anticlimactic when Kyle left the line last year.
I thought about bringing a boombox and making it sound like a top fuel car just leaving the line.
You could have the Top Gun music in the background.
Or a speaker with the sound from the Jetsons, you know.
There you go.
That would be good, the Jetsons sound, leaving the line.
I'm going to bolt my kid's bubble maker to the back and shoot out the ass in as we go.
I mean, because you got that's the visceral experience of leaving the line to hear those V8s freaking roar, you know.
Believe me, this is all new. We're trying to basically progress the sport and get our foot into it and help, you know, prolong Ultra 4 racing.
Sure.
Yeah.
I mean,
this is the future
if
for
they
sure.
Can say it, gas motors one day will be out.
Yeah.
So we're hoping we kind of forefront it and push it. But believe me, I still got my diesels. I still got my gas motors. I still love building my hot rods.
Oh, yeah. No, those aren't
That'll never go away
soon.
Out of me.
But make sure you put the right charging port because there's going to be charging stations on the Rubicon soon.
Little Tesla start.
Yeah, so
areas.
Let's talk about charging for a second. So I know that was, I remember Kyle there. We walked down.
The generator.
Yeah, the crazy, loudest freaking generator Kyle could find, I think. I don't know where he got this freaking thing.
Harbor Freight camp far away.
It was beyond a Harbor Freight freaking generator. And he was in there and he unfortunately was having some problems with it taking a charge. It wouldn't take a charge.
Right.
And he's over here on laptops and shit out in the middle of the desert, wires and voltmeters and stuff going, and he figured it out, and then he fired up this generator, and I swear it sounded, you know, like an uncorked freaking V8.
Yeah, it was
But he was over there charging batteries, and, you know, it's like this whole nother behind the scenes world of EVE.
Correct.
Of like, we got to keep, you know, and then we talked about on the podcast of getting it to that 80% or whatever the happy spot.
Right.
So what's the charging scenario look like for you out on the desert here? Cause you got this big ass Peterbilt. You got all this stuff laying
you
around the farm shop here.
Will
so
walking around here. He needs his exercise. So I'm going to put him on a bicycle with an alternator on it. And he's got,
that would
he's
be great.
His keep in there.
That would be
it.
Great.
He's got his little piece of cheese.
I mean, it's not going to just be race day. I mean, you got pre-running going on. You're going to have probably, and there's
a
lot
we're
happening.
We're
going
to limit the pre-running this year because one, we ain't got it. We're only going to be limited on what packs we can afford this year.
Right.
So we're going to limit pre-running. Plus, we don't want to break parts that we don't have. Uh-huh. Hopefully, we have enough parts. But you know, racing, you never bring enough parts. So
town's only 2 hours away.
Yeah,
I don't know where a Tesla dealer is.
Yeah, where do you get parts? There's parts don't exist.
Well, but I mean, your axles are pretty factory or stock.
I don't think O'Reilly's carries.
Yeah, well, that we're good on.
Yeah,
but if we break something electrical, we're
that's the issue. Right?
So the chargers, we're trying to recycle the Tesla chargers because they put out pretty good amps to bring these back up real quick. So we're basically going to put those on a cart. It's going to have its own radiator, its own water pump. Because we don't want that weight in the truck. Mm-hmm. Those chargers are almost 100 pounds between the two of them.
Wow. Holy smokes.
So we don't want those in the truck because that's more dead weight.
Right.
And I'm running out of room.
Sure.
It's getting kind of tight in this thing. So our plan is to take those, recycle them, reuse them, and we will basically charge all of our packs in pit or camp before we head out on race day.
Is that a 220 volt charging system?
Will knows. I think you can do 110 or 220 with Tesla
chargers. But 220 is probably more efficient.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I have a 7,000 watt generator on my trailer.
Okay.
If we have to, we'll designate a plug out of it and it'll run all day and night if we have to charge packs.
Okay.
If not, hopefully we're trying to. I found another used Jenny. Or I'm going to rent maybe a Whisper Watt or something. And
yeah, because I'm envisioning one of those, you know, industrial trailer generators.
Diesel generator.
At your camp, you know. Maybe you can get United Rentals or Sunbelt or something.
You know anybody wants to sponsor one?
Yeah, to sponsor. Hey, that's how this shit happens, I'm telling you.
United
you know,
Rentals
somebody out there listening might work for one of those
that's
companies
right.
And go.
Volta California?
Exactly. And go, hey, would you donate? Would you be willing to donate for, you know, a week and a half down in the desert a Jenny?
Oh, yeah.
And
it could happen. of its kind, pioneering.
What the hell do you want? Hey, I mean, this because it's cool to be part of this, right? It's like, how much does it cost a company of that magnitude to donate a generator? Not a whole lot.
Nothing.
And nope. And to get, you know, hey, we provided the generator for, you know, this truck,
the electric truck that
competed at Ultra 4. And by the way, one of the hardest off-road races in the world.
One day
race.
And
I mean, come on. This is easy.
Goal.
I mean, we can sell this thing. So there you go.
Yep.
And the podcast is just the first step. We're just making it.
Yeah.
And then you got all these cameras
and then
stuff
you go around and say, do you know who I am?
We're going to air in like 48 countries here or something. I don't know where this video footage is going, Chris.
I don't know, but... I have a face for radio.
We got Ralphie wants to see.
Ralphie's here, the production manager of Will Speck Garage.
Hello.
He's
I'm
an
Ralph.
Awesome dirt bike rider, Hammers, too.
Yes, he is.
On Will Speck
that
Garage.
Is so good. Go back.
That's good to
that footage of Ralphie just grinding his face across the desert.
You guys can probably see it on our on Will Speck Garage Instagram.
Yeah, it's on Will Speck Garage.
Eating it. And almost losing my eye on the grindhard.
That's pretty bad.
First time at Hammers, too.
Yeah.
We broke him in.
Welcome to Hammers.
Yes. And that's the first time I actually met Keith. Remember? I remember, like, it was late at night. We're making hamburgers. And Keith was just meeting up with Will and reminiscing about the old drag racing days. And so that was my first impression. But to answer that question,
this crazy
footage,
white guy rolled in here. What's he doing?
Right. All this footage we're going to be using to promote the Test 10, basically.
Yes.
We want those who have families and might not think that, you know, you can balance the life and everything with the racing life, you know? And these guys are the perfect example because they are a husband and wife co-driver. So, like...
Yeah.
And we ain't rich, believe me.
Oh,
no.
Yeah.
Well, and
this is all side money.
Melissa wants to say something here, yeah.
To pay for this truck.
Well, and on top of that, you know, like you're saying, it's a family ordeal. So he's doing all of the building, the constructing, the fabrication. I'm the behind the scenes doing all of the social media, all the platforms.
She's my PR girl.
I do all the PR. I'm talking to the sponsors. So this is 100% a family dynamic. So when we come home... First thing we talk about is, honey, how was your day? Okay, what's going on with the truck?
I need footage for Instagram.
That's what I tell them every day. Please take me pictures. Give me something. So we're on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook. We're doing a big giveaway right now for King of the Hammers tickets.
Yeah, talk about that.
Yeah, so we're doing a big giveaway for some of our, you know, followers, and please become a follower because you'll be able to keep in touch with all of this stuff. But it's through Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok, following some of our people, just like and share, and we're going to be giving away 2 King of the Hammers tickets for going till the end of December, or I'm sorry, the beginning of December. December 3rd is when the contest ends.
Okay.
Involved in that also is if you purchase some t-shirts from King of the Hammers website, our team, Keith Silva, Test 10, truck number 2412, you'll be able to purchase those shirts. And if you send a screenshot of that purchase through any of our platforms, that'll be 5 extra entries into being able to win these 2 free tickets to Hammers. And, you know, it's not only support us, but support some other really great teams and follow along on our journey.
Yeah, that's super cool. I mean, this is new this year. Being able to buy a shirt for $35, you get $15 of that.
Yeah, so that shirt sale goes directly helping out every single team driver.
And, I mean, that's such a cool thing that they're doing this year. And then also, and then that ends at the end of November, and this podcast is coming out on the 22nd.
Correct.
So get on it. Don't delay. Support Evolve Racing.
Racing 2022.
And buy a shirt. I mean, I have... probably 1,000 shirts, right, Chris?
But I don't know. You got a whole room dedicated.
I'll take another one because this is cool stuff, right? For $35 for a shirt to support the team and they get $15 of it.
Hell yeah.
Right on.
Because racing ain't free, baby.
No, it's not free at all.
Especially electric is not free.
Ticket sales as well.
And then the ticket sales. So they get $10 for the ticket sale. And that doesn't cost you anything. You're already buying your ticket, right? For KOH because you're gonna go to KOH. Because if you're not going to KOH, then why are you listening to this podcast?
This year, Dave has just way stepped up the way he is running Hammers.
He's elevated. Well, it's the only thing he's doing now.
Even with the rookie
lifestyle.
Program he's doing this year for like how we're doing it.
Yeah.
I mean,
he invited us out to the ranch. We were able to have firsthand experience with some of the prime kings of King of the Hammers.
Three-time king, Jason Shear.
Sweet. Yeah, there you go. Shear.
Every single question.
Lauren Healy,
Yeah, anything that we ever wanted to know, they were just word vomiting.
David Cole was out
anything
there too.
Word vomiting. Yeah, well, of course, yeah, Dave was there at the ranch. Yeah. Okay, so wait, so go back. So the $10 ticket thing, because I've had people ask me, and, you know, we support with the podcast, and going back even a little bit further when you were first talking family and all this stuff, it's grassroots. And that's what I love about it, because that's our podcast. That's racing in general. Yeah, there's some big name teams out there that you just, you know, Lauren Healy and Shear. Yeah. I mean,
but they all started like
they all started right somewhere.
It's
they
the,
all started
it's the
somewhere.
Live it, love it, race it mentality.
Yes, yep. It is. And that whole culture and the, you know, we talk about it all the time on the podcast, how everybody's helping each other out. And, you know, we joke around about secrets and stuff. But the reality is, if you call somebody, they're gonna open up their book and go, you know what, this is what I learned, don't do this, do this, XYZ, but grassroots. And that's what I love about it. So that $10, if you haven't bought your tickets yet for KOH, get online, and then you're purchasing your ticket, and there's a drop down menu where you can pick your favorite driver team, right? So you can pick 2412 Evolve Racing, mm-hmm. and $10 of that ticket sale doesn't cost you any extra, mm-hmm. goes to their team.
Exactly.
That's really cool. And going back to Dave, you know, evolving, he comes up with all these crazy ideas, and some of them come to fruition, a lot do not, whatever. But him concentrating on King of the Hammers this year, this is what we're seeing. We're seeing the shirt sales. We're seeing the $10 going back to the racers' pockets. We're seeing this whole rookie
program,
you know, program that we're going to get into here in a second, because I want to hear about your experience there with inviting all the rookies out to the ranch. The ones that couldn't make it were on Zoom and stuff, and got to listen to all these experts talk about, you know, different aspects of the race.
Correct.
So it is cool to watch this thing evolve. So let's talk about this rookie class. You know, when you went down to Dave's property down there, Dave's ranch at Johnson Valley, and you pull up with a badass rig, so you got noticed right away with your Peterbilt.
Forewarned him I was coming with something cool.
Okay, that's cool, yeah.
It wasn't test 10.
Yeah, it wasn't just test 10, so super cool. So you roll onto the ranch. So tell me about that whole experience, that weekend that you spent down there.
So basically it was, they went over pit management, safety, and kind of what they've learned over the years of racing, and what
GPS.
Yeah,
they went over a full course of GPS
for the
Lowrance. That's why I took
her with us. They gave them a whole hour just on how to work the GPS, which we've never used.
So people know. So, like, I mean, Lauren Healy talked about social media.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then you had Shear talk about like race strategy and stuff, prep and race strategy, right?
Prep,
and then
kind of exercise, but
right. Yeah. Well, that's the thing that people don't realize. You think you're just hopping into a car, but you are getting the crap beat out of
it's a 12 hour day.
Car wreck. Mm-hmm. Car wreck is what
we've
always said.
Or you may run out of gas. You might need to run 3 miles.
Yeah, you got
to
pull a burger.
Who was that last year that did that?
Jason Berger. It was Shear's co dog.
Yeah, and he was running for Deegan.
Well, yeah, and he's CrossFit Sally. So I've seen him literally pull Shear's car over in rock crawling events, you know, to keep him from rolling. I mean, that he's just an animal. But yeah,
I don't
so
think
you,
we're strapping 1,500 pounds of batteries.
No, you're not. No, unfortunately. But what
I
was
can
cool,
be strong, but I'm
and
not
you had say. Dave Cole speaking. You had Andy on safety.
Yeah.
You know,
Edwin
Abt
was on safety.
Okay.
Bailey Cole was there talking about, you know, endurance and what he's learned over the years of racing. You know, it was such a cool experience to get one-on-one from guys that have actually done it. And, you know, telling us what we should do and shouldn't do.
It was
right?
an asset that most people don't even get the experience to even talk to some of these people, let alone pick their brain to the fullest extent. And for us to be able to show test 10 to these expert drivers that
right?
know what they're doing, and they're able to give us feedback, especially, you know, some of these people that are doing the tech and doing the
right
making sure that we're safe so that we can ask them, is this okay before
right.
we even get there?
Or here's what I'm thinking of doing, and they go, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
or
Edwin,
you know what, I would change this a little bit. I mean, you had Lauren Healy, you spent some one-on-one time with Lauren Healy looking over.
I wish we got the footage of Jason too. Jason
and Shear was there. Okay,
yeah,
perfect.
And Dave looked over the truck.
Yeah,
you know,
I mean, that how cool is that to have that experience? And you know, again, I keep going back to how cool racing is, the Ultra 4 racing in general, is that, you know, these people that, like Shannon Campbell, you know, you looked up to as a kid or whatever, and then, you know, you go talk to him, he's a normal guy, and he'll sit there and talk to you.
Yeah, right.
And to have these icons of our sport be right there and accessible and at your disposal for this event, I mean, that is just huge. You're not going to see that in NASCAR, Indy, or anything like that.
And I've done drag racing, and you've never seen the helping hand and stuff. I mean, tractor pulling, yes, you had a little,
yeah,
you know, people,
a little bit.
But
good old
we
boy.
Didn't give away tire pressure secrets or
uh-huh.
who's hiding weights under the front.
Oh,
bumper,
yeah, right.
A edge, you know, back then. But, you know, with Ultra 4, yeah, you know, Jason, all those guys are like, yeah, if you got any questions, come to my pit. We'll
yeah.
tell you, you know.
And just
yeah.
the fact is, just during the race in general, if someone needs something, they're not
yeah.
going to turn their back on
no.
you. I mean,
no.
they may, but
well,
the majority of them are going to help each other out. So.
99% of the time, they're gonna, if something's going sideways on the trail or on the track,
yeah,
they're
absolutely.
Gonna at least stop and say, "Are you okay?
Yeah, absolutely.
And do you need anything?" And if you give them a thumbs up, they're gonna motor on. But
yeah.
if you say thumbs down,
it's
they're
the
help
sports
out.
Camaraderie.
It does.
It goes
it
back
does.
To the rock crawler mentality. Yep. You see yeah. the guy flopped on the trail.
You're
hey,
gonna
you
stop.
You give him a hand, flop him over. If he needs a drive line or a U joint, you know,
whatever.
First aid, whatever.
You
know?
Bust out the welder. You get the Harbor Freight winches out. You weld the tie rod and ball joints back together.
Yeah, yeah,
you
right?
trade a couple beers and
yeah.
off you go.
Well, that's
and, you know?
That's the thing, right? And it's like, you know, we always joke around on the podcast. Oh, you drive a Toyota or a Jeep or shit. But when it comes down, I see somebody broken down the trail or stopped. It's like, you okay? Do you need what? Yeah, I need X, Y, Z. And then you get on the horn. Hey, does somebody have something? Oh yeah, we got that or we got a welder or whatever. And that's
spent,
such a cool mentality.
I've spent hours
yeah.
helping a guy fix his rib
that you
that
didn't even know. Never knew.
To help him get him going and get
yep.
him home. You
yep.
know?
You know, fortunately for us, as far as the race is concerned, we're only beating the clock at this point. Since
yeah.
our competitors aren't really there.
No, but
we just got the clock to beat.
The cool thing that's going to, too, is, I mean, there's going to be a lot of eyes on this build, right? Because it's the other EV build, and with Boston Kyle not being there, unfortunately,
well, he's
with his rig,
he's our teammate now.
I know that's what
Eve,
I mean. So
Eve
part
will
of the
be
deal,
there, but Eve is not racing.
But it's going to be so us doing media the last few years is cool because you walk into the media tent and they have like hot stories.
Yes,
and you know it's like Amber's on there with a Suzuki Samurai, you know, and stuff, and EVE was there because it's the you know first electric vehicle. I guarantee you guys are going to be there. Evolve Racing is going to be right there. Follow this team. Right? Somebody, because there's media that walk in from around the world that have no idea what's going on, right? They walk in wide-eyed, bushy-tailed. Okay, what do I need to cover for this? What's some of the hot topic? It's going to be there. So
it's no
so
joke. They're
yeah.
worldwide media media
but,
representatives.
Yeah, and then the other thing that's cool is with that attention and stuff is like, everybody wants to see you succeed, right? So there's going to be a lot of people. It's like, if you need something, there's going to be a lot of people running around helping you out.
So the last night at the rookie class,
yeah,
we were supposed to go do other things. The weather came in, rain came. So guess what? Cocktails came out.
Sure.
We all had a good time at Dave's shop. Uh-huh. And me and a couple of the other rookies were, you know, shooting the shit back and forth. And they were, you know, they're running 4,600 or 4,500 EMC.
Right.
And they were like, man, that truck is just, that's something else, you know. What you guys have done,
right?
We don't care if we have to drag you across the finish line,
right? We're
we
gonna
get you there.
Finish.
That's it. Yeah,
you know, that's another part of this
we're
whole
rookie
class.
We're gonna make history,
right?
You know, Kyle made history by making the lap.
Yeah, if you could finish,
we're gonna make history if we can do
that
all
would be
EMC.
Epic. Yes,
you know, and that's something that won't ever be forgotten.
Yeah.
Is,
Yeah.
And that's another great thing about,
achievement.
The whole rookie class is we were able to meet people who are at our level and being able to say, hey, I'm here for you. You're here for me. We have that friendship now.
That's cool.
Yeah.
And how many, like I said, how many people are able to have that experience?
Yeah. So how many friends did you just gain from that weekend? You know, what, 50 new friends or so?
At least.
Yeah.
We definitely made some Facebook great connections.
Up. Yeah.
Finger quest.
Yeah.
Like, you know, we're hurting trying to find shocks right now.
Sure.
So I put up on the rookie page, hey, you know, we're just putting our ear out. Anybody got a set of shocks with and this and that?
Right.
You know, everybody's, oh, I got this, I got that, I got this. And, you know, it's like, holy crap.
That's
so
cool.
It opened a lot of doors.
Yes. Sure. Yes.
You know, and then a lot of people were asking us. We've been fortunate enough to pick up Mickey and Raceline, you know, and Rough Stuff and all these guys as sponsors. And they're like, how did you guys already do that? And it's like, well, we're different.
Yeah,
that's our kicker.
For sure.
We're different.
For sure.
But definitely I told them, I said, it doesn't hurt to send them a letter and ask them. I said, right. They got something you want, ask them. And even Lauren, you know, emphasize that. You know, if there's something you want, don't get into a relationship where you're not going to be happy.
No, exactly.
If you wouldn't buy it, don't.
No,
don't,
if you're not going to buy it or put it on, you're willing to put it on your rig, don't go after it just because it's free.
Yeah.
Exactly. And he learned that lesson. He learned that lesson. It is not free at the end of the day. You're right.
And a lot of these guys are like, oh, you get free stuff.
Yeah.
No, you don't.
No.
No.
You get a discount.
Yeah.
But you have to help promote them.
Yeah.
And it's not about, oh, I want stuff. It's what can you do for them?
Yep. Exactly. You
know, and that's what a lot of these guys were learning.
It's a partnership. It's partnership. Partnership.
Yeah,
partnership.
So it goes hand in hand.
And the great thing is, you know, Kevin Jones, Ultra 4 Jones, one of our fun friends here on the podcast.
He follows us too. I like his builds.
Oh, and it's so cool. And he's so transparent. And the same thing, grassroots, making it happen. And, you know, same thing. He's gotten some partnerships from doing these live feeds and being out there, putting himself out there, you know, as the every man, you know, here's a guy that you know, is a firefighter and wanted to race KOH. And here he is, you know, 3 years later building a brand new car. So
yeah, but we all have real jobs.
Right. And that's it.
Well, that's the
thing. It's not a trust
hobby,
fund baby.
But
know?
It's a business at the same time.
Yeah.
So dovetailing into that or working off of that, I mean, thinking about, you know, working with sponsors or trying to get product, whether it's shocks, tires, whatever. I mean, the dark cloud that kind of covers this sector or segment is the Instagram influencer that is constantly approaching all these vendors, you know, whether it's
what do you got for me now
yeah. I want free stuff and,
yeah,
you know,
I've got 20,000 followers,
so, right, and that is probably creating issues for the legit race car people that are going to be actually putting the stuff to the ultimate test.
Yeah. Right.
And it's like, so they kind of need to, what have you got and what's different and what's going to make our product stand out or how is it going to be tested to the limit?
Yeah.
And that's what they really want. They don't want some guy that's just going to be, I'm going to mount your lights on my rig and I'm going to go take pictures in a parking lot or whatever.
Yeah.
You
and
know?
How we've always come approaching this whole situation is what would we run? What do we want to run? And if they want to help make this a monumental rig, then we invite you to help us so we can, you know, we're going to run these tires anyways.
Right.
So why not let us support your guys' franchise by you supporting us as a brand new pioneering endeavor that, you know, most people aren't going to be able to have the opportunity to say, oh yeah, I helped out this first of a kind, you know, potential 4,500 rig.
Heck
that's
yeah.
Running EMC.
Right.
Absolutely.
So, you know, when we came into looking at what do we want to run, what are we building this for, we sat down, mainly him sitting down to me saying, this is who I want you to reach out to. But
I give her a list all the time.
Yeah,
hey, can you reach out to these people?
You know, if they
Mickey
want to
Thompson
help, if they want to be part
and
of it.
Raceline.
Why
and
not?
Rough Stuff and
you
these
know?
People and PRP and things and places that we're going to be utilizing and we want to utilize because they're the top quality that we feel. You know,
yeah.
Well, in the long run, you're going to have early estimates regular estimates for King of the Hammers is there going to be 80,000 spectators on the lake bed. They're going to see this rig
at least.
And then there's going to be however many thousands of people watching on live streams.
Absolutely.
So we're talking, you know, 1/4 million, 1 million. What's the number? Million. I don't know.
Yeah. Absolutely. Well, they said there was 2 million that viewed in last year.
2 million viewed KOH.
Why? 2022. Why wouldn't a manufacturer want their name on the side of your
Yeah. Oh,
your
easy.
I mean, absolutely. It makes sense.
Well, yeah.
Will Spec Garage. They were one of the first people that said we want to help document this.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Throwing their sticker
that
on the side.
That's not even the friendship side. That is just Will seeing a vision of something different.
No, right. For sure.
And knowing that we're going to put all of our effort 100% into this and we're not half-assing any of this.
Right. Well, and that's it. I love the genuineness, right? It's like, you know, and... Not you know, it's just it's super cool.
You're saying family, 2412.
Yeah.
Kids' birth dates.
Oh, is that where the okay, I was wondering where the number came
from. That's our kids' birth date.
Okay.
24 is our oldest boy and his month and 12 is Kaysen's.
Sweet.
That's so my kids are riding with us. That's the number on the truck.
That's super cool. That's super cool.
That's why we kept it family.
Well, yeah. that is well, yeah. So a little fun fact I'll throw in there because that just triggered a little memory in my mind. So my dad built hot rods, you know, street rods. And so he built this 32 that I have now, and it needed a VIN number. Well, there's no VIN number on it because it's totally custom built. So he put my birthday, 52172. That's the VIN number. So I like where that originates from for you kids there. That's again, it goes back to... You know, garage builds and stuff, right? I mean, this is you know, real world stuff. I mean, how many people are out there wrenching on their stuff? And you know, there's people listening to this podcast right now in their garage with the heater on, you know, working on whatever they're working on, you know, and that's America right there.
America.
Fuck yeah.
You know, I'm fortunate enough, I'm third generation on this farm.
Yeah.
So, that's the only reason why we have what we have. We built this up from nothing, you know,
right?
Third generation now on here. So that's the only thing I've been fortunate enough to have. But, you know, it's not like...
Yeah, there's no handouts happening here.
This shop doesn't suck.
No, this is... Yeah, I would love a place like this.
But, you know, like I said, everything I've paid for on this truck is all out of pocket.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, yes, we got a couple of handouts here and there to help and discounts, but... It's all been out of our pocket to build the whole truck.
Yeah.
I just told him as long as we don't go bankrupt, I'm okay.
Well, yeah.
And got
like
a mortgage on the house.
Well, like, yeah, well, there you go. Yeah, pool a la Lauren Healy.
Always
make sure there's...
Yeah. Because my wife let me take a second mortgage out of the house. She looked at me and said, no.
Always make sure there's a roof over
your
head.
Look where he's at now.
Bills are always paid. The kids are always fed and clothes on their back. And then what leftover goes to the truck.
And you said that several times tonight. And I think that's a great motto. And it's like, you know, use life experience. Going back, you know, why are you doing this? You know, people think you're crazy. Whatever. It's like, dude, life experiences. Everybody could have like this, you know, be in the safe comfort zone and like, no, I'm not going to take any chances. I don't want to race, blah, 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 whatever. But I mean, my hat's off to you and you know, doing this and not knowing anything about electrical EV cars and like, okay, this Tesla S shows up and we're going to build it. I'm going to cut the exo cage off and I'm going to convert this thing over to EV. So I love it. So talking about garage builds and stuff. So you saw me looking at my notes here. So we've got a friend, Rusty Lit Off-Road, CJ.
Right.
He's taken a 43 flat fender and converting it over to electric. And so I called him up on the way down here and I'm like, what questions do you want me to ask? Keith here, you know, and so I'm going through. I think we've answered them all that we can answer. I mean,
and
he's getting
my number. He can call me, and I can answer him the best I can.
And vice versa.
We're learning as we go.
And vice versa. I think CJ could offer a little bit to the plate too, because he's very analytical and does a ton of research. So. I know he's been working with the Rivian people as well, getting some information out of them. So, you know, it's all this data and stuff and how it evolves is super cool. You know, I think we definitely in the pits that cattle prod is going to have to come to KOH because that just
those are my old cow hauling days.
Yeah,
just to keep Will in line.
It's just those things go with KOH. I've never seen a cattle prod on the lake bed. Not saying that there's never been one, But you're
cattle
definitely
prods and fireworks. Like a,
and
right?
fireworks for sure.
It's like a taser that just keeps on giving.
Yeah, hey, those are for my pit guys if they don't wake up in time. Right, a little tingle under the sheets.
Yeah, get everybody going in the morning, an ice cold morning at KOH. Ooh. Get that cattle prod in there.
Get up, you indigents.
Poor Ralph might have a burn marks on him instead of a face grind on his.
Ralphie,
we got you, Ralphie.
Oh my
don't
gosh. So I mean, this is freaking awesome. I don't know, Chris. You got anything else? Any other questions? I love where this is headed.
This has been a great discussion.
Here we are again.
It's not the end of the story. I can tell you that right now.
Oh, God, no.
We are going to follow up. We're going to meet with you on the lake bed. We're going to.
They might be camping with us.
They might be camping with us. That'd be cool.
You can't miss the setup when it rolls in.
No, right? No, for sure.
75 feet of truck and trailer.
Well, we have some pretty big rigs that come
in. Is that legal down in California highways? I don't know.
We're barely.
Where's Mexico? Mexico.
I'm an RV.
Yeah,
an
RV. Not for hire, RV.
So, in closing, because I mean, it sounds like we're. I mean, like I said, the story's not over. There's so much left to tell.
I'm racing history. I mean, like you guys were talking to my mom, Grandpa racing BCA, midgets and modifieds.
Absolutely, racing's in the blood.
Will the good or bad?
My aunt sand drag jeeps at Sac Raceway.
Oh wow!
Well,
then check out on Will Speck Garage their YouTube channel. They're doing a full documentary on this whole build as well. So it's a really great follow. Same with our Instagram and Facebook.
So the Instagram
is Evolve Racing 2022. That's the same with all of our other platforms.
TikTok is
Evolve Racing 2022.
Okay.
In Facebook, Evolve Racing 2022.
I see a theme here.
Nailed it.
Make them all the same.
Yeah, that's smart.
Nailed it.
That way I don't got to put 20 hashtags on the truck.
No, right? Exactly.
No, that's perfect. That's perfect.
Yeah, so and we got our teammates, Mr. Kyle Seglin and Keith Silva.
Boston Kyle.
Back in mass, too.
Yeah. Is he coming out for a little?
He's coming quite a bit. He's helping us out.
As soon as we get the electronics to start wiring the 400 volt, he will be here to help hook it up.
Okay. Right. I would like to know when he's going to be here. I'd love to come back and watch. Now that I know your address. So,
we got too many cocktails. You've seen the Casa out there on the wheels.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely.
fire extinguisher.
I'll bring the element fire extinguisher and watch Boston. Go to work.
Pool next to the shop.
I don't know. Water electricity is not good.
That's how you put them out. You're flooding. Just don't jump in with it.
Okay.
So you want to give a shout out to the rest of your sponsors or the people that are on board with your program right now?
Absolutely. We got Will Speck Garage. He's fine. He's fine. He's been
a huge part.
He's contributed a lot.
If he would have put half the money that he put into this lighting and camera equipment, you'd have this thing done by now, Keith.
What is that? I don't
exactly.
From him.
See?
You don't see any money.
And the money shot's coming out.
I buy this guy lunch every time he comes.
He's so good.
I've been on Hollywood movie sets with less sophisticated camera equipment.
Shit.
I mean, this is crazy.
Well, don't worry. The donkey's waiting in the wings.
Okay, perfect.
Oh, boy.
Is it Lorenzo? Or is it Lorenzo's friend? Does he know about Lorenzo?
Wait, is this Tijuana?
Do you know about Lorenzo? I should have brought Lorenzo.
All right.
Well, we also have a Bentec on board helping
us. Oh, really? Nice.
Cool.
Yeah, okay.
They gave us the program that, because Will goes, how are you going to bend all this? I said, the old school way and lay it on the concrete and draw it out and map it out and go. He's like, let me give you some connections.
Yeah.
And Bentec got on board right out of the gate.
That's what Carlos
this whole
uses
cage.
From TAC 1.
Yeah. Mickey Thompson Tires. They provided our 37s.
Nice. Are you limited to 37 or is that what you wanted for?
EV has no tire limit, but if we run 4,500 in Ultra 4.
Okay, so you're still trying to mimic that. I get it. I get it.
So might as well run what you're going to run all across.
Well, that and our whole goal is if we run 4,500 at Ultra 4, if an EV is out there keeping up with them, hopefully beating them.
Okay.
I'm on the same playing field as them.
There you go. Yeah. Okay. I get it.
Raceline Wheels provided us all of our
Greg's wheels. Awesome. Yeah, Greg's awesome. Yeah, Greg Mulkey.
Yep. Rough Stuff, they've been a huge part. PRP.
They're local here in
Rough
SAC,
Stuff, right down in Loomis. They're 30 minutes from here.
Yep, that's perfect.
PRP with our seats, our window nets, and our
seat belts. Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Harnesses.
Who else do we have?
What?
Well, now you got Wheel and Wine and Whiskey.
Wheel and Wine, thanks, guys. You know what?
Rugged is going to get all the communication from there.
Right.
Right on.
Yeah, Rugged Radio has been our newest helping sponsor, and that's been amazing. So for our helmets, all of our handhelds, we're definitely going to be using them.
Right. And now we're hooking up with Radial Dynamics and Tarzo hydraulic pumps to do the 400-volt steering.
Yes, 400-volt steering. That just sounds good.
It sounds sexy.
What kind of steering do you run at 400 volts?
So we have to start grunting.
Yeah.
You know who turned me on is Kyle and Lauren Healy.
Really?
Lauren Healy, when I told him what I was doing, he's like, that ain't going to work. He's like, you got to find these guys.
No kidding.
That's what it's
going
to sound like.
But that's it. I mean, it's right? Talking to those experts or people that have experience, right? And go, no, you need to go here. Yeah. And that saves so much Googling at night. And, you know, that's
days,
priceless.
I could never find it.
Right. It's and then still, boom, they give you a number, and here you go.
Yeah.
So there's more room on the truck for sponsors. So anybody that wants to sponsor Evolve Racing and be part of this,
open for people to help.
You can email us at evolveraceteam@gmail.com.
There you go.
Nice.
PR girl.
Hit us up.
She's an expert.
I gave you a little pro tip tonight. Sent your email off to somebody in the industry. So hopefully that comes to fruition.
Greatly appreciate it.
That'll be awesome.
We're always looking for help.
Hey,
you know,
love it. I love being the conduit.
Hopefully Evie West is going to be able to help us out as well.
Okay.
With the extra batteries. And
right.
That's been a huge.
And Kyle had a relationship with them. So that's good. And Dave does, right? Yep.
Yeah, great having those people on our backs.
I mean, this is just super exciting. I love this.
We're
I love
making
it.
History here.
You are, and it's just
so
all
be a
this
part
stuff.
Of the history.
It
be
is
a part of this pioneering.
Look at
Bonnie and Clyde. This
Melissa's got her.
You seen the Bonnie and Clyde car over there? The 38.
You know, what happened to them, right?
We don't need to talk about that. We don't need to talk about that.
No, absolutely.
Somebody might get mad if I'm driving with my AR out the window.
Not at Johnson Valley, I don't think.
Probably not.
As long as you're not in Hammertown.
It's like the Wild West out there, man.
It is such the Wild West. Oh, my God.
It's like Pismo and the Rubicon made a baby. That is...
And
oh, this is Burning Man.
And Burning Man got involved in there somehow.
Burning Man with meth.
And the Wild West. I mean, it just all came together.
Burning Man with horsepower behind it.
Yeah. It is...
And now EV, yes.
And now electrified. So cool. I man, appreciate your time and allowing us into your shop here and getting to document some of this and follow the journey because
exciting stuff.
This is what we're all about, Chris.
Hell yeah.
Is
getting
the bleeding
word out.
Edge, as you say.
Spreading the news, spreading the word.
Trying to build all this in under a year.
Yeah,
selling the story.
Yeah, I don't
talk about getting in over your head.
I don't. You got a good heater in the shop? I don't see a heater.
Right there.
Oh, you do.
It's
okay.
A little noisy. Sounds like a jet.
Oh yeah, you got the jet.
Warm
the jet Dayton. Okay, those work really well.
Yeah,
okay, good.
Cuz
I'm looking at this metal shop and you got a lot of late nights out here coming ahead of you. Yeah. Yeah.
She's already learned Sunday's normally family day.
Yeah.
There's no family
That's
days
been
when
gone
the hammer's
for the past
coming.
6 months.
Oh, no. Yeah. It's that whole work balance and now race car balance, family balance, all that stuff.
You're not alone. There are tons of banging and clanging happening in all sorts of garages and shops all around
the
country.
The kids come out here and they go straight to the 90 weight, and that's so, oh, gosh.
that doesn't smell at all.
Oh, no way.
They can
yeah.
find that oil real quick.
Really? 90 weight. That stuff smells so bad.
And the cat litter.
They love it. They're
doing the
on the ground.
No way.
It's like dogs and cats.
True, true boys right there. That's good. I like that.
100%. Oh, yeah. Well, the youngest is Daddy's truck.
Oh, nice.
Hey, you know my kids are into it. When to calm them down, you turn on Ultra 4 Racing.
Oh, good.
If I have to do their hair for school,
I love it.
I turn on King of the Hammers highlights, and I put that on my phone, and that's how I get to do their hair.
And everything's Daddy's truck. Daddy's truck.
That's great.
Daddy's truck fall down. Oh no.
The next generation right
That's
there.
Good,
absolutely.
Good stuff.
Raise them right.
Will, you got anything to wrap this thing up on your end here? And you know, how many years? It's been a couple years now we've been with you guys.
Since 2020.
Yeah, 2020. So 2020. We're 2022. Seems like forever, Chris says.
Yeah, we're preparing for 2021 for Eve.
Yep.
Eve did her thing. So I want to wrap it up with this. Hey, I truly believe on this EV stuff. We own an EV, personally. But you got to have your ice at home. Let's be real, right?
Mm-hmm.
For us gearheads, you got to have your V8, your four cylinder, or whatever. You know, got to be burning at home, right? But this whole 2035, it's no vehicles are going to be sold with internal combustion engine. I think that's crock shit. But we'll see how that plays.
Hey, Nevada will still sell them.
Yeah.
So, and I'll just leave it at that.
Yeah.
Because we're visionaries, and we're, you know, Keith especially is putting his money where his mouth is. Even though that, you know, Kyle and I, you know, dissuaded him, you know, hey, just do an EV thing, right? And then look what happened. It just
what'd
snowballed.
What did I say when I was at Hammers last year? I will be back next year in racing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And look at what we produced so far.
Absolutely.
So, well, I love
so kudos to you. Kudos to you, bro.
The passion, just... Will, and your passion exudes, obviously, over here to Keith and Melissa and going, okay, yeah, we could do something with this, and that's what's cool.
I hang out with cool people.
Well, you have to, right?
You just need to move closer.
I'm not cool.
I
hang out with cool people.
We only interview cool people, Chris, right?
All right, absolutely.
I mean, we don't just interview anybody.
No.
Well, there's a couple questionable people.
Maybe.
But no.
But next time, bring Lorenzo.
Bring Lorenzo. Well,
he's the coolest person in our entourage.
And the camper's been on the truck, and he's been in the camper. And I don't know if he's come out since going down to San Luis Obispo or Rio Grande to Kevin Jones' shop there.
I don't know.
You know, because he had goats. And Lorenzo was a little afraid of the goats, so I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't see any. You got any animals here on the farm?
No animals.
Nope. It's
only
all about hay.
In the freezer.
Yeah. Only in the freezer. That's just like my house. Only in the freezer. That's awesome.
I can't have meat. My profits to build the truck.
Right.
I keep asking him for a horse, so he got me a quad. He said, "Here's horsepower."
I got a horse.
That's BS.
I love it.
Melissa, irrigate for me.
I told him, I said, I'm not irrigating unless you buy me a horse. I'm not throwing wrenches out there. Are you kidding me? And so he said, I bought you a quad.
Quad, you only have to feed when you drive it.
Melissa's a player. I like it. And riding right seat, this is a great team right here. This is so good. So anything else there, Keith, Chris?
Stay on the mic there, Chief.
Huh?
You.
What are you talking about?
Sam.
Yeah, we're done. We're over with. We're over with.
All right. All right, let's put a bow on this beastie. All right, so if you want to get a hold of Jason, Chris, or Lorenzo, you can reach us at Jason, Chris, or Lorenzo at WheelingWineWhiskey.com. You can also catch us on the IG at WheelingWineWhiskey. Don't forget about our voicemail line.
408-800-5169. 408-800-5169. Give us a call. We got a couple of voicemails to play. We got to get those out there.
We got to get to the home studio.
A celebrity might have called in again, just saying.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's good. And the Element Fire Extinguishers, we have sold out online.
Oh, boy.
By the time this podcast airs, we should have more online. So if you run into an issue getting the Element Fire Extinguisher, DM me or, let me know because we should have it resolved by then.
Yep.
But it's a good problem to have.
It's a good problem to have.
I mean, like exactly. We say, we want to get these into the hands of our fellow four-wheelers out there, have a working fire extinguisher in their rig. And I'm tickled to death that we were able to sell 100 of these things in
super
such a short
awesome.
Amount of time.
Super, super so, awesome. And you should have one in your rig.
Yeah, absolutely.
In your whatever rig you're driving.
Ultra 4 allows one. One of your fire extinguishers can be an Element.
Oh, perfect. So they should have one.
So that's why you see them on Lauren's car and, you know, everybody's got one out there.
Perfect.
So what else, Chris?
Okay,
anything else?
So, hey, the holidays are coming up. We're going to have our holiday episode coming up soon with our gift buying guide. So look forward to that. And then, of course,
real soon.
Go to our www.wheelingwinewhiskey.com website, and you can see our link for our merch there. Hey, the holidays, like I said, are coming up. And if you want to get a hoodie or a T-shirt or a hat for your loved ones, do that.
Beanie.
What do you, we got the...
We got koozies,
gators,
or magnetic koozies.
Gators, koozies, and stickers.
Yeah.
So log in, buy, and put that stuff under the Christmas tree or whatever religion and holiday you acknowledge. Happy holidays.
There it is. And with that,
we're out.